Section 20, The Message Triumphant.
When the loud cry sounds, subheading Truth Soon to Triumph. The end is near, stealing upon us stealthily, imperceptibly, like the noiseless approach of a thief in the night. May the Lord grant that we shall no longer sleep as do others, but that we shall watch and be sober. The truth is soon to triumph gloriously, and all who now choose to be laborers together with God will triumph with it. The time is short. The night soon cometh when no man can work. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 135, 1909. Subheading, Conversion as at Pentecost. The time is coming when there will be as many converted in a day as there were on the day of Pentecost, after the disciples had received the Holy Spirit. Review and Herald, June 29, 1905. Subheading, Thousands Yet to Step into Light. Many have let the gospel invitation go unheeded. They have been tested and tried, but mountainous obstacles have seemed to loom up before their faces, blocking their onward march. Through faith, perseverance, and courage, many will surmount these obstructions and walk out into the glorious light. Almost unconsciously, barriers have been erected in the straight and narrow way. Stones of stumbling have been placed in the path. These will be rolled away. The safeguards which false shepherds have thrown around their flocks will become as naught. Thousands will step out into the light and work to spread the light. Heavenly intelligences will combine with the human agencies. Thus encouraged, the church will need to rise and shine, throwing all her sanctified energies into the contest. Thus the design of God is accomplished. The lost pearls are recovered. Prophets have discerned this grand work far off and have caught the inspiration of the hour and traced the wonderful descriptions of things yet to be. Review and Herald, June 23, 1895. Subheading, Many Backsliders Will Return. When the storm of persecution really breaks upon us, the true sheep will hear the true shepherd's voice. Self-denying efforts will be put forth to save the lost, and many who have strayed from the fold will come back to follow the great shepherd. The people of God will draw together and present to the enemy a united front. The love of Christ, the love of our brethren, will testify to the world that we have been with Jesus and learned of him. Then will the message of the third angel swell to a loud cry, and the whole earth will be lightened with the glory of the Lord. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 401, 1900. Subheading, Influenced by the Press. God will soon do great things for us if we lie humble and believing at his feet. More than 1,000 will soon be converted in one day, most of whom will trace their first convictions to the reading of our publications. Review and Herald, November 10, 1885. Subheading, The Power of 1844 Repeated. The power which stirred the people so mightily in the 1844 movement will again be revealed. The third angel's message will go forth, not in whispered tones, but with a loud voice. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 252, 1885. Subheading, The Loud Cry. During the loud cry, the church, aided by the providential interpositions of her exalted Lord, will diffuse the knowledge of salvation so abundantly that light will be communicated to every city and town. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of salvation. So abundantly will the renewing Spirit of God have crowned with success the intensely active agencies that the light of present truth will be seen flashing everywhere. Review and Herald, October 13, 1904.